Stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
We'll be right back. Okay, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Are you seriously doing
this? Yeah, you're listening to Maximum. Yeah, we're seriously doing this right now. This is happening. You're listening to... Yep. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. That was... Yep. This is happening. We're recording this right now. We just listened to the song Squint by the legendary... Well, almost legendary Seaweed.
Yeah, they almost made the cut.
Kinda. Yeah, still big up here, though.
Yeah, for sure. Respect to Seaweed.
Respect. And that was from the Week LP that came out in 1992 on Sub Pop Records from Seattle, Washington, and Seaweed are from Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, not far from where we're going.
Yeah, like less than a half an hour northwest, northeast, like halfway to Seattle. So anyway, also, we were just saying that Seaweed is like the one that got away, like the band that got away. They totally could have been Nirvana, but they kind of missed the whole grunge explosion and never really got to ride that wave.
You think it was because they're from Tacoma?
Maybe. Well, actually, funny thing, people don't seem to realize that Nirvana actually lived in Olympia the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, also, fun fact, Seaweed was like an early Sub Pop signing. So I still don't know why they didn't so much make that like pop culture cut.
Yeah.
So yeah, fun fact, Sub Pop was originally a zine called Subterranean Pop, which was made by Bruce Pavitt before he met Jonathan Puttman, and they grew it into the label. So Bruce made that zine
at
that's right, Evergreen State College in Olympia.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so Sub Pop is like so closely associated with Seattle, but it was kind of born in Olympia.
Oh, man.
So speaking of, we started that off very appropriately with the song Olympia by Calamity Jane from the Martha Jane Cannery LP that came out in 1992 on SMR Records from Durham, United Kingdom. And Calamity Jane are, of course, from Olympia, Washington. So yes, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and we're doing another laptop episode. We're running into Ableton Live.
Is it the onboard mic there?
Yep, just like I did on the waterfront a couple months ago. No one seemed to have a problem with it last time, so...
I thought that was a good episode. It was a cool change of scene.
Exactly. I needed that this summer. So, Michael from the North Bay is here in the car with me, and we're actually driving to Olympia right now. We're recording this from the 5 going north. We left Portland like an hour ago, so I think we're like halfway there.
Yep. Getting out of town.
We needed this. We've needed to get out of the city. This summer has been a nightmare that we got trapped in. So we're busting out, and we're making a weekend trip to Olympia, Washington. And we don't really have any plans. I think we're just going to drop in and see what's going on up there.
Maybe hit up some old man bars.
Oh, Olympia has the best old man bars. Maybe hit up Cryptotropa.
That's the only other bar.
Yeah, definitely hit up Rainy Day Records and do some crate digging. It's going to be great. Most importantly, we're just going to breathe some new air. Some good, damp Washington air.
Yeah, Olympia!
Okay, but first, we got a bunch of music to listen to. I have a bunch of Washington bands on this hard drive. So, like, lots of, like, PNW, Slacker, like, indie punk. So, let's keep it going.
I can't believe we're doing this.
No, we're totally doing this. Y'all got shotgun with me. Because that'll mean nothing without you shotgunning the passenger. Okay, so up next on this episode of MRR Radio, live from the passenger seat, this is really one of the defining Olympia bands, Bratmobile.
Yeah, I don't know if that generation of the same would have happened like that without
them. Seriously. So this is the extremely influential Bratmobile with the song Love Thing. the song Heroes and Heroines from the These Are Not Fall Colors LP that came out in 1994 on K Records from Olympia, Washington. And Linker from Olympia. We're going to be hearing a lot of K bands today.
Yeah, but Calvin has been down. It's not worth it.
The patron saint of Olympia. We got to pay our respects. And then, okay, before that, we had two really fun ones. Before that, we heard the band Excuse 17 with the song I'd Rather Eat Glass from the Such Friends Are Dangerous LP that came out in 1995 on Kilt Rockstars, actually, from Olympia, Washington. And Excuse 17 are from Olympia. And then before that, we heard the band Heavens to Betsy, the song Terrorist from the Calculated LP that came out in 1994, also on Kilt Rockstars. And Heavens to Betsy are from Olympia. And, fun thing, the guitarist and vocalist from Excuse 17 was Carrie Brownstein, and the guitarist vocalist from Heavens to Betsy was Corin Tucker, and then the two of them went on to form Slater King.
Yeah, they really had it, even back then.
You can hear a lot of what became Slater Kinney in those two bands. Especially, I mean, Corin's voice is always so powerful.
You kind of know it's her right away.
Especially, yeah, it's so cool to hear them as babies. Okay. And then before that, we heard the song Should It Wait.
Oh, yeah, Tough Guy in a Tesla dumpster truck. You're so cool, man. You're so cool. Yeah, why don't you go ride Kid Rock's dick?
Get back in here. He can't hear you.
Yeah, but he felt it. He felt it. He felt the fear.
I'm really not trying to beef with rural Washingtonians.
Good point. Well, we'll never see him or his stupid, ugly truck again. Okay, what were we talking about? Talked about Corin and Carrie.
Yeah.
Right, and then before that, we heard Mockets, the song Should It Wait from the Fanfare LP that came out in 97 on K Records. And Mockets are, of course, from Olympia.
Yeah, her vocals especially.
So Olympia.
Very.
So rebellious.
Yeah.
And like almost like sarcastic, almost bratty sounding. Like she's being super shitty as she's cutting you down. So punk.
So punk rock.
Punk rock. And then we started that off with the innovators of that sound. Of course, Bratmobile with the song Love Thing from the Potty Mouth LP that came out in 1993 on Kill Rock Stars. And Bratmobile are, of course, from Olympia, Washington. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from Eldover. I'm here in the car with Michael from the North Bay on our way to a weekender in Olympia, Washington. I feel better. I feel better being up here.
Yeah, I don't know why, but Olympia has always kind of rejuvenated me, so I think it's the misty air.
It does totally feel different. Like, in your lungs, it tastes different. It's a very Pacific Northwest town. Like, really green.
And it feels like it's right in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, right. But also, still a city. Well, it's more of a town than a city. Downtown Olympia is literally like a 12-block street with nothing but breakfast cafes and old man bars.
So beautiful.
But still a town, regardless of the woods. It's weird being Pacific Northwesterners and, like both of us, right? Like, both of us don't really like the outdoors.
Yeah, I definitely need to live somewhere urban.
Me too. Camping is stupid. You're dirty and bored. Oh, hey, it's a tree. You've never seen one of those before. But Olympia's a weird mix of the two. It's super fun, though. It's still a big, genuine punk scene.
Oh, I'm sure we'll run into some dirty punks.
Last time I was in Olympia, some gutter punk dude tried to buy... I think it was the jacket I'm wearing right now. Yeah, he wanted to buy my jacket off me for one cigarette. Yeah, I was like... Crunch those numbers, dude. I don't think that math checks out.
Man, we should buy a pack of cigs so we have something to barter with up there.
Yeah, we need to exchange our money for local currency. Okay, we're still live on the radio. Coming live from I-5 northbound. Kerouacan in the Evergreen States. So let's keep it going. Okay, let's listen to a new band from Washington. They're from Bellingham. This is the band Carrying with the song Nido.